I'd like you to turn in your New Testaments this evening to James chapter 4. James chapter 4, beginning with verse 13, and we will use this as a text for our invitation tonight. We talked at the end of our Bible class this evening about the danger of being prideful and the idea that such pride comes when success has come. And what it ultimately is a feeling that we, in effect, are self-existent, that we forget the fact that we owe our very existence and certainly owe the time that we spend on this earth and the duration of our time spent on earth to the Lord. And this becomes obvious in the exhortation or admonition given by James in James chapter 4, verses 13 and following, when he says, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance, and all such boasting is evil." So there we have that idea of pride and the idea that I am self-sufficient, that I do not need God. And that was what the admonition was against here in this particular text. Individuals who go through their lives and they do not acknowledge their dependence upon God. They think that they can make their plans and that their plans will come to fruition because of their own abilities and their own power over the circumstances of their life and even in life itself. And what the writer of the book of James indicates is that you do not have such control. That's a lesson that we all need to learn. And it's especially appropriate that we learn that with regard to the application of this evening in the invitation. That we need to recognize that we don't have control over tomorrow. We don't know what will happen. If the Lord wills, we shall continue in this earth. But there are two possibilities that are evident that might preclude our continuing on till tomorrow. One is that we might die tonight. This may be the last day that we will spend on this earth. It happens so often. There will be individuals in the next hour, the time in which we are leaving this building and going home, there will be individuals all over the nation who will lose their lives for one reason or another. It may be illness, it may be accident. And there is no guarantee that we will not be one of those. I don't mean to be maudlin, but that's a reality. Secondly, we do not know when God's long-suffering will end. It may be that tonight is the night that Jesus chooses to return again. And if Jesus comes and you're not prepared, then you will be found wanting and you'll be lost for eternity. So recognize this, that while you were here 10 days ago, and 9 days ago, and 8 days ago, and yesterday and today you showed up again because you woke up in the morning and started a new day, no matter how many times that's happened in your life, that's no guarantee that it will happen again. And today is the day that you need to make that determination that you will begin to serve God if you've not. Or to get your life right if there is something that is amiss. To receive the encouragement that is needed, the help that we are willing to offer you, and do it tonight because tomorrow may be too late. We offer the invitation to all who are here. If there is anyone who has a need, we ask that you come. While together we stand, while we sing.